This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are stories told along the southern border of immigration and human rights abuses, of hardship and of risk-taking. Nothing really positive at all. Here, though, is a moment of opportunity driven, admittedly, by financial necessity. The high and rising cost of college is real, and it's everywhere. But as Max Rivlin-Nadler of KPBS reports, some Southern California students have found another option.
Rebecca Yanez and Arturo Vasquez carpool together most days at 7 a.m. to cross the border to go to college. These American students both went to high school in San Diego and are business majors. As they approach the U.S. border with Mexico, there's barely a line. Yanez usually makes the trip from San Diego to her school in Mexico in half an hour.
It's not that hard. It's sometimes kind of stressful, just because of the problems at the border. But besides that, it's been okay so far.
Both are students at CETIS, a private university with three campuses close to the border, one in Tijuana, one in Mexicali, and a third in Ensenada along the coast. After the 2008 financial crisis, administrators at CETIS began noticing an uptick in the number of American students crossing the border into Mexico to get their degrees. Fernando León García is CETIS president.
Historically, we've had on and off families with some links to Mexico. However, as a result of some complications within California in terms of choice, cost, accessibility, it all of a sudden became a popular and increasingly frequent incidence.
In-state tuition for the UC system runs about $14,000 a year. Tuition at Cal State is about half that, but many schools in the Cal State system now require that students live on campus their first year. That can cost about $10,000. Annual tuition at CETIS, which has no housing requirement, is just under $12,000. CETIS became the first university in Mexico to get accreditation by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges in 2012. That's the same accreditation held by the California State University system.
If you have accreditation, then you have a certain level of quality that people look for.
There are currently 337 students at CETIS who graduated from Southern California high schools. That's up from just 50 in 2010. Last year, the university launched a business program exclusively in English, the first of its kind in Baja. The university is located in an area surrounded by maquiladoras, multinational companies with factories along the border.
So collaboration with multinational industry, and therefore employability, all of these are factors that have some impact in terms of the students' decisions to come here.
Both Vasquez and Yanez say they had to deal with some pushback from friends and relatives when they decided to study in Mexico. Vasquez started out at a community college in San Diego before transferring to CETIS for its business program. He says his parents disagreed with this decision.
Their original response was, well, we already live in San Diego. Why don't you study here? You already know the system. You've been here practically for your whole life.
A year in, he doesn't regret studying in Mexico. Both students plan on working in the border region, where they hope their cross-border experience at CETIS will be an advantage. In Tijuana, I'm Max Rivlin-Nadler from Marketplace.